This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world security leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining the world's most populous country plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. VOA's Henry Ridgewell tells us while there was much focus on China at the Munich Security Conference, where Esper made the comments, there were other discussions of major topics.
The U.S. delegation came to Munich with a clear message. China presents the largest threat to the West. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper took to the stage Saturday morning.
More internal repression, more predatory economic practices, more heavy-handedness, and most concerning for me, a more aggressive military posture.
The warnings were echoed by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who took aim at Chinese telecom firm Huawei.
We can't let information go across networks that we don't have confidence won't be hijacked by the Chinese Communist Party. It's just unacceptable.
Key ally Britain will allow Huawei to build sections of its 5G mobile network, to Washington's dismay. Officials in Munich said the U.S. is pushing to develop its own 5G technology. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
And AP's Ben Thomas tells us more about the U.S. Taliban truce.
It looks very promising.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it would involve a seven-day halt to Taliban attacks before signing.
That means taking some risk.
Peace talks between the Taliban and Afghanistan's government will begin within 10 days of the signing.
We can only be governed in a democratic system. We're a pluralistic society.
President Ashraf Ghani says as long as Afghanistan remains democratic, the Taliban is not much of a threat.
I think the society has been immunized against that type of radicalism.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. This is VOA News. China's National Health Commission said Sunday that 139 more people died from coronavirus, bringing the death toll to more than 1,650. The commission also confirmed another 1,843 new virus cases. However, that represents a drop from higher numbers in recent days. Meanwhile, Reuters correspondent Adam Reed reports the United States and Japan are working to evacuate U.S. citizens from a cruise ship in Yokohama.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
A bus carrying Ecuadorian football fans plunged into a ravine on Saturday while heading home from a Copa game in Peru, killing at least eight people. That's according to the authorities. The bus, which had left Lima, fell 15 meters or 50 feet from a stretch of the Pan American Highway in northern Peru, and the impact ripped away its roof. According to police, nearly 40 people were injured as a result. Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno expressed his condolences on Twitter and pledged government help for the injured and the families of the deceased. China's National Health Commission again reporting that by the end of the day Saturday, the country's death toll from the coronavirus had risen by 142. Across mainland China, the total accumulated number of infections so far has neared 70,000. The Human Rights Watch organization Saturday urged Europe's defense officials to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to put an end to the humanitarian crisis in Syria's Idlib province. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, HRW Director Kenneth Roth described Russia as the key to ending the crisis because of its ongoing support of the Assad regime. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.